6 months ago, I got an invite to a party from an old friend of mine, Eric. Nice guy, I knew him since high school, but not real well. Bit of an outsider, not a great student. I think we hung out maybe 4 or 5 times over the years. I was a little surprised he put me on the list. It was a housewarming party for his new apartment, and in the invite, he said instead of bringing food or drinks or a normal gift, he kind of wanted everyone to stop by a thrift store and spend no more than $10 on a piece of art that he could put up on his bare walls. There was actually a thrift store right across the street from him to make it easy. That was a cute idea, so I did that. I made my stop and I bought the nicest thing I could find. The selection was pretty dreadful for that money, especially. So I show up at this fairly scuzzy apartment complex and Eric opens the door, and it's just this little one-bedroom place. He was waiting tables. He'd been drifting around for a while. Only about 8 other people showed up to the party. Some I knew, some I didn't. It was kind of a sad affair. It didn't last too long, but almost everyone had actually been good enough to stop at the thrift store of their choice and give a shot to buying a painting or a piece of art for the walls. So he set all those out on a card table and he took a picture of them. And the next day he sent that picture to all of us with his thanks. And I figured I'd probably not see Eric again for a long time. He seemed a little lonely, but I don't know how I felt about following up on hanging out with him. We didn't have a whole lot in common anymore. And I think I was put off just a little bit by a neediness that I sensed about him. Anyway, 2 weeks later, I was showing a woman at work, Nancy, her name is, some pictures on my phone of an art exhibit I'd been to in D.C. at the Hirshhorn Museum. She was an anthropology major back in the day, and she was still heavily into art from the Bronze Age, that kind of thing. And I was flipping through the photos of my phone real quick, and she said, "What's that?" And I told her, "Oh, sorry, that one's not related. That's a collection of some thrift store art pieces that were gifts to a friend of mine." And she said, "Can I see?" She studied the photo for quite a while, and I asked her why. She said, "No reason. It was just an interesting collection." So you can imagine my surprise when Nancy came back to my office a couple of days later, wanting to know a little more. She asked me how those pieces came to be on that table. And I told her the cute story of Eric's request. And she said, "And no one coordinated these purchases? No one? It was all random?" I said, "Yeah, we'd all talked at the party about how we'd wandered the aisles and had gotten things we just hoped were pretty in some way. And with a $10 limit, it was not easy." Nancy asked me to print out the photo of all of them, and I did, and she began to explain things. "All these paintings have death symbols in them," she said. I was like, "What are you talking about?" She said, "Well, here, you have this kooky, cartoony-looking dragon, but that's Yum Simil, kind of a death portent god from the Maya Dresden and Madrid codices. In one myth, he sets one's soul on fire. Once the soul is crying in pain from the fire, he throws water on them. But when they cry for more cold water, he starts them back on fire. And he just repeats this over and over again until the soul is finally extinguished." I said, "Jesus, I forget who brought that, but we all thought it was a cartoon dragon. We'd had a good laugh." Then there was an amateurish painting of a severe-looking blue owl in a tree. "Well, among the Kikuyu of Kenya," Nancy said, "it was believed that owls were harbingers of death. Even the fact that the tree is bare symbolizes winter and death." Our mutual friend Dennis had brought Eric a still life painting of an hourglass, and before Nancy could even explain that one, I said, "Yeah, time running out. Sure, but you can kind of interpret all these in different ways, right?" She said, "Yes, but all these have death symbols in them." So I said, "Well, how about this painting of a little boy petting a dog?" Nancy had done her research. She said, "That's not an ordinary dog. Look at the black striping on its back. That's a black-backed jackal, very specifically." She thought the painting was meant to be ironic, because some cultures believed jackals were what they call psychopomps, creatures which guided souls from the earth into the next life. A young, beautiful woman in a red and green dress kneeling by a pond also had a terrible meaning for Nancy. Irish mythology, she said, is where the concept of the banshee comes from. The banshee would herald the death of a family member through shrieking, or it was called keening sometimes. "But she would be hideous then," I said, "right?" And Nancy said, no, look at the colors in her hair. Look at that tacky shimmer effect. Medieval lore talks about that, and how a banshee could appear very lovely if she chose to do so. That just left one painting to explain. It was the one I'd gotten for Eric. I've been trying to be very avant-garde, you know. It was just a single Japanese character in gold against a textured white background. At the party, I remember someone had said we should look up that character, but of course we didn't actually do it. "That's the Japanese kanju symbol for death," Nancy told me. Literally. Searching my memory, I recalled that among the six of us who brought gifts, we'd all gone to a total of three different thrift stores. Most of us went to the one across the street from Eric's, but not everyone. And last Sunday, I got an email from my old friend Julia, who'd been closest to Eric over the years. He'd overdosed on sleeping pills. They'd found him in his bathtub. He'd been depressed for a very long time, she explained. But he'd seemed to be getting better over the last 2 years or so. I haven't told anyone else about the educational session Nancy gave me. Maybe I will one day. I just got back from the funeral. Everyone from the party was there. We didn't talk a whole lot. I did look for a chance in my conversation with Julia to ask her if she knew if Eric had ever put up all that art in his apartment. And she said, yeah. She'd stopped by not too long after the party, and it was all up. He was really happy his old friends had done that for him. And even though he knew it was all mismatched and strange, he wanted to keep the stuff up on the walls to remind him of where it had come from and the goodwill behind it.